You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
WEEI Afternoons, just after 4 o'clock. That means it's time for some football talk, because football is knock, knock, knocking on the door just around the corner. Some teams have already reported. I think it was the Chargers I saw. Rookies reported.
That sounds like Harbaugh.
And I think it's probably the teams that are in the Hall of Fame game. They have that first preseason game in Canton. So football's underway. Contracts are being signed. We talked about that Garrett Wilson deal yesterday. Well, the Jets followed that up with $120 million for Sauce Gardner. That's one, Patriots fans, that actually matters, because that's the road that Christian Gonzalez is going down. So bare minimum, to keep Christian Gonzalez, you'll be giving him 4 years and $140 million. Whatever the percentage is you add on top of Sauce Gardner's.
It's such a funny league, by the way. Sauce's total was $30.1 million to jump. I think it was Derek Stingley had $30 million. Yep. Such a copycat league the time.
Agents are like, I got to get more. I got to get more. I got to be able to sell that I got more, and I can tell everybody I got more.
Right.
So Christian Gonzalez will get that. We have some new audio here. Obviously, before we get into surprise cuts, this guy is not going to be a surprise cut. There are a handful of Patriots, you know, 10 guys. You could say there's no chance in hell that guy would ever get cut. And that starts with the quarterback, Drake May. It's a fascination for Ted Johnson. How's he going to lead? What's he going to do? He's been in the offseason. He's at the lake throwing balls off a tube to a guy on a jet ski. Camaraderie. Hip, hip, hooray. This is a little new audio about Drake May and his evolution this season.
I thought he was one of the best prospects I've ever seen coming out of school. I really do. In terms of, it's a rare, guy in terms of, size, athleticism, intelligence, competitiveness, all of that stuff. Found himself in a brutal situation his rookie year. Lack of talent around him. I just think in terms of how the organization was being coached, all of that stuff, it was like a reboot in year two. And he gets the benefit of a great coach who I think is going to end up pulling the best out of him. Both head coach and offensive coordinator and Josh McDaniels. And then I think the help around him. So, the improvement in the talent. Now, look, one swing at it in terms of improving in an offseason, it's hard to fix everything in New England with where they were. But I do believe that the jump from year one to year two is going to be drastic for Drake May.
That was Tim Hasselbeck. I'll be honest, when I was setting that cut up, I couldn't remember if it was Tim or Matt, and I didn't want to just yell Hasselbeck. So that's Tim Hasselbeck talking about the year two jump that a lot of people are expecting from Drake May.
It's a real thing.
But the roster around him, we know, will be a factor in his jump. Not just the coaches, but the offensive line, the playmakers, whatever. And there'll be a lot of interesting competitions going on. We detailed that the other day here on 4 o'clock football. But today, we're asking for surprise cuts. And before we start offering names, I need to remind people, because I've done this task many, many times on podcasts and radio shows, and people immediately get mad and call you a moron or an idiot. If it's an obvious cut, we're not talking about it. This is surprise cuts. So we're not necessarily predicting this could happen. We're just saying, is there a scenario, an outside chance? Because if it's not a surprise, it's not fun. Okay, so saying that, Ted, can I go first?
Yeah, go.
Because I have one.
Go.
And people are going to yell. People are going to yell at me. I'm going to say Ramondre Stevenson.
Wow.
Because is there a scenario where Ramondre Stevenson, who's in better shape and everybody wants good things, I don't know, maybe he gets a rep in practice, fumble. Maybe he gets a couple reps, 10 reps in a preseason game, fumble. Is there a scenario, the guy fumbled 7 times last year, we didn't like what we saw even with some of his running, did he start to get worn down? I'm just saying, if fumbling is an issue, I don't know how long he can hang around with his second head coach putting the football on the ground. Surprise cut. You heard me.
And the camp cut, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before the season starts.
That's why he's got to fumble in camp and in preseason action. Okay. And also, running back is the easiest position to fill a void. Feels like every year there's teams like a veteran running back was on the open market. You pick him up. And Travion Henderson. What if he's great? If he's great and Ramondre is fumbling, I'm just saying maybe there's a scenario where you're – and that would be a shocking cut, I think, for everybody. If we ever got – the Patriots made an announcement today. They have moved on from running back Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, that would be big news, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Dan, you want to go next? Or
no, all you. All you.
All right, so to me, I think it's obvious. To me, it's Jalen Polk. Obviously, you go, you know, second-round draft pick from last year. Just did nothing. I know he's coming off of an injury. He wasn't playing much at minicamp. I don't see anything from the kid. I needed to see a flash. Give me a flash. I didn't hardly see any flashes from him last year. So, like, you know, for me, where he was drafted and to play in this league, I would have felt as if there was a game or two or a play or two that stood out where I said, oh, okay, I can see the ability. I didn't see any of that last year. So I just, as bad as this receiving core is, I feel like he might be a guy that potentially could get cut.
It's a bad group, but it is also a group that has a few guys that you would expect to be locks. They may not be elite number ones, but assuming Stephon Diggs comes back and keeps his head square on his shoulders, he's a lock. You're not cutting Williams. Pop Douglas isn't going anywhere, and you just signed Mac Hollins. So that automatically leaves 2, maybe 3 spots, and normally once you get down that far in the depth chart, you got to bring a little something else. You're a special teamer. You're doing something that's
unique. If Chisholm's making this team,
right,
that's 5.
Right. So,
oh,
and then
boy.
You got Bourne and Booty and, yeah, and on down the line. Yep. I mean, those are really the other two, but you're really going to take either one of those second-year guys over either of them? I wouldn't think so.
So Jalen Polk should be a lock. A second-year, second-round pick
should be
a lock.
Yeah.
But not only was he terrible, brought nothing, Ted. I can tell you, I think the last play I really remember from him, I believe, was the end of minicamp. He caught a pass in the corner. They had officials on the field. I believe it was the end of veteran minicamp, and Drake May threw a pass up in the corner, and I'm pretty sure Polk was the rookie receiver that caught it. That was the last play. And that your last play was in minicamp? Nothing in my mind from training camp, nothing from like preseason. He had a couple touchdowns. They were as meaningless could be during the regular season. That's pretty bad. And then you mix in the new head coach. Like, so that's not Mike Vrabel's guy. If Mike Vrabel drafted him, I think he'd still be here. I think he would get a longer
rope.
That
was another point I was going to make.
Right?
It's a good one to bring
up.
But
you can just be like, Gerard Mayo, you screwed that up big time.
How many Gerard Mayo guys are still here?
Yeah, there are fewer and more far between. Side note that was brought to my attention. Little birdie told me that Gerard Mayo was vacationing on the Cape this week with the entire Mayo family. Mom and the parents, his brother Duran, who still works for the team, I believe.
That's my understanding.
Still,
yeah.
They were down living the resort life on the Cape.
Wow.
Enjoying some time.
There's a tell-all podcast. There's a book. There's a TV apparent. There's something there.
Yeah.
If it could be a WEEI Afternoons interview, that'd be sick.
We'll never hear it.
Gerard, call anytime you want.
Never hear it.
If you lose any money because of it, don't blame us.
He made a lot of money to be the coach for 1 year. A lot of money.
And he's keeping a lot of money by keeping his mouth shut. Is that fair to say?
That's very, very fair
Smart.
To say.
Okay, so Dan, do you have one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got?
I think it's a guy who enraged fans to no end as this new coaching unit has seemed to really value character and, you know, and accountability and all the other stuff. Jelani Tavai. I think that you strengthen that position considerably this offseason. I think he is on the outside looking in, where he's kind of on the bubble. And unless there is some kind of repentance and he buys in more with Mike Vrabel versus not with Gerard Mayo, I don't know if he has the tiebreaker, so to speak, that would keep him on the roster.
So two layers to him. He did have that calf injury in the offseason.
Yep.
Which probably could help lead toward, you're not physically right.
Yeah,
and you're not
sure.
My guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the flip side is, I think Mike Reese reported this in his Sunday notes, that Tavai is one of the few guys that has been here the entire offseason, never left to go anywhere. So maybe he knows that and he's trying to be like, in sight and not out of mind later in the year, although it didn't work for David Andrews or Joe Cardona. They showed up for Mike Vrabel's press conference, and he still got rid of their asses, despite them being captains.
They brought in two linebackers, Harold Landry, of course, Clavon Chasen. And Clavon Chasen was playing a lot at minicamp. And then you got Robert Spillane. So Jelani's played inside and outside. Those are three linebackers that play the same position that I think are ahead of him in the depth chart.
He was absolutely on my list. Absolutely. Yeah. Not that this matters to the team, but he played a role in them being a dumb, unlikable team with that comment about fans need to know their roles, little fire.
And that's kind of part of my point is if that was just a one-off and at the end of a bad season with where the culture was crap, then all right, that's fine. But if you're going with what are my little details that determine are you my last guy in the depth chart or not, that's not a mark in his favor. Certainly not.
Well, I will say the one thing, I do think he was actually trying to do the right thing with that comment. I think he was trying to defend his head coach and he was trying to be a good soldier and all those things.
Right.
Yep.
And it was a little like Will Clark. I think he was trying to do the right thing for the Giants, just the execution was a little lacking, and he wasn't very good.
And I like his game. It just he makes plays, but they're not really impactful plays.
Nope.
He's a smart guy. He can play multiple positions. He's just kind of a dependable guy, but he's not going to really bring anything that is special to the defense. Nope.
He's a good player on a bad team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's good enough to be a good player on a bad team, but if you get your defense up to the level you want it to be, I don't think he's out there very often.
So after writing my notes for Argo this morning, I played the the important things of the
Argo
morning with my coffee this morning. I was playing the roster game, just trying to write out a note and get myself as close to 53
as
possible.
You did a 53-man roster for coffee this morning?
I'll show you it during
the
break.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Ken Laird, get this man a raise.
I'll just sit here every day.
It's fine. I'm just going to make a roster.
Yeah.
Well, because dork.
I didn't have a great idea, especially on the defensive end. There's so many moving parts at the back end of the depth chart. What I'm curious to ask you guys about is, where do you think they go on the offensive line? Because you have a lot of guys that play a lot of couple guys that are just one position offensive linemen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That don't do it great. You have a couple guys that are swing tackles. Who gets cut there?
So that leads me into my net. I have Cole Strange on my list, a former first round pick.
Oh.
Who I think he could start at two positions.
He was starting left guard.
See, I think he could either start at guard or center or be cut. Like, I think that interior
Jack
line
of all is, trades, master of none.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready to give up on him.
I kind of am.
Yeah. A lot of people are. I'm not ready to give up on him just yet.
But that's why he's a surprise cut. But certainly he has the first round pick tied to him.
That
he has the clip of McVay laughing when they drafted him. So, like, there's sort of a narrative around Cole Strange. Then the injury, and is he good? What position does he play? Also, does he fit what they want to do? He's now been through three or four offensive coaches, coordinators, offensive line coaches.
The best one he's had will be this year with Doug
right.
Marone.
If he makes it. If he gets to stick around with him.
I think he will.
You don't think there's any chance?
No, surprise cut.
Just tell me who.
Yeah. Tell me who's gonna. You know, is it Caden Wallace, Layden Robinson, City So?
Sure.
Do you think Fitzy's boy Wilson ends up starting? Maybe you slide Bradbury over. Well, I know he's played a little guard.
Yeah, could Wilson's do that. A wild card. You drafted him in the third round. If he's the starter at center and locks down one of those positions, and then Caden Wallace, if he just steps up, and you're like, wow, this guy can absolutely play. I don't know. I just don't think too many guys have to step up.
Wouldn't be right
for Cole Strange
to
be the odd man out there.
I just think there's something there. I'd like to see, he was hurt most of last year. I'd like to see one more year out of him before I totally give up on a first round draft pick. That's it.
Do your two tackles, does Vedarian Lowe and Demontre Jacobs make your roster?
Vedarian Lowe, I think, makes the roster.
Okay.
Because as much as
he was on mine too, just as Will Campbell insurance.
Yeah, as much as you don't want to see him play,
yeah.
He was basically a full season starting left tackle in the NFL a year ago. For a bad team and a bad line and a bad one.
Right.
But you gotta have a backup.
Yeah, right.
And having a backup with some experience, like
behind a guy who's never played an NFL game.
Who might not even be a tackle.
Right.
Who Ted Johnson and others believe might be a guard.
Yeah.
So yes, I think Vedarian Lowe is, and even the other guy, Morgan Moses, is older, dealt with a knee injury, he's 34?
Yeah, he's 34.
So he's an old guy with a knee injury.
He looks a lot better than you would think, though, at his age.
I know, but, you know, the internal is still 34. If you cut him, he has rings that say he's 34 years old in there. So you're going to need some depth. I won't sell this person under the bus, but I am getting text responses personally, not to the text line, that this is always a controversial topic when you say surprise cut, because people debate it. And somebody texted me and said, Tavai and Polk are not surprise cut candidates. They could get cut, and no one would be remotely surprised. There's an angry person texting me.
A second-round draft pick, only 1 year, to me it would be a surprise for Jalen Polk.
Me too. Even if you think it could happen, you're going to be surprised when it happens, because he's a second-year, second-round
pick. Usually second-rounders get at least 2 to 3 years.
And I'll tell you in the break who that was and why you want to fight this
person. Okay.
Right. Does his name rhyme with?
Is it PP?
All right, if you guessed it, it's Paul Mike.
I knew who's calling. I knew who's texting you, PP.
Yeah, he was texting. He just said, our streak of people not understanding the definition of a surprise cut continues, LOL.
There isn't enough depth on this roster for all of them to be surprised. I don't know. You want me to give you some? Jabril Peppers. Well, he played 5-6 games last year. He got arrested. Like, there's one.
That would be a very surprising.
Yeah, there you go. That's, yeah.
But it's a hard list, though. It's a hard list. I mean, like, Antonio Gibson, is that Kendrick Bourne? Is that Jabril Peppers, Marte Mapu, Anthony Jennings? Those are other guys I wouldn't be surprised.
Wide receiver.
Maybe be a little surprised.
Is going to have a cut that at least makes you go, huh, yeah, I knew it might happen, but I'm still surprised. Like, Kayshon Booty, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker,
Kendrick Bourne.
Like, two of those guys are getting cut.
Yep.
And they feel like, in a weird way, you don't expect him to get cut, but you expect him to be cut.
You missed the name.
I'm going to bring up the name because he said it earlier. He said the freaking name.
Yeah.
This guy shouldn't be a surprise cut, but somehow he's evolved into a surprise cut before he's ever put shoulder pads or helmet on for the New England Patriots. The little white guy, Efton Chisholm, who everybody has just penciled into a roster spot because he's a little white wide receiver, and we're in New England, and Wes Welker and Julian Edelman existed.
The new pocket Hercules.
Yes. Like, he's going to surprise people when he gets cut.
Yeah.
And I do think it's a when he gets cut.
No. So he won't make the opening day roster.
Correct.
He's going to be on the practice squad.
Doesn't matter. That's a cut. He's going to be in a release of names that says the Patriots waived or released or whatever the terminology is.
People are going to be upset.
Yes.
People are going to see one of the names that you just mentioned make it and see Efton Chisholm not and go, what is this team
and
doing?
Some of those
what is Elliott Wolf doing?
Some of those people may be upset having never seen Efton Chisholm play in person or even seen on TV. Maybe they missed the preseason games. Efton Chisholm got cut. What are they doing down there?
That's our best receiver.
I thought Vrabel knew what he was doing. He cut Efton Chisholm. So
let me real quick. What do you think about if a Jabril Peppers or Kyle Duggar was cut?
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning to me.
They got a lot of safeties that they are high on back there.
That would be pretty high on my list. I mean, there's some guys that can't get cut. Like, Drake May is not getting cut. Milton Williams can't be cut. Barmore can't be cut. Like, so removing those guys, Peppers and Duggar would be really surprising to me. The one that I think Duggar's overrated. And the contract is good size. And again, he's not Vrabel's guy. Gerard Mayo Elliot Wolf was part of that, but Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf are the one who signed him. Mm-hmm. So if Vrabel came in and said, Kyle Duggar, you don't really fit what I want to do in the back end. You're you know, not good in coverage. You're a little slower than I like. You had an injury, whatever it may be. I guess maybe you just – Peppers would really surprise me. But then again, guy admitted to police that he basically had cocaine. And, like, I feel like every one of these, there is a reason you could talk yourself into him.
Also, the Duggar one – and I know, again, we use stats so far and try not to use it too far. Out of 171 qualifying safeties last year, he was ranked 158th in terms of his total overall grade from Pro Football Focus.
They will tell you he was injured. The supporters will tell you he had an injury. You ever hear of it? Maybe read the injury report once in a while. Okay. Was he on the field? This is where, like, I hold you to a certain standard. If you're on the field, I expect you to kind of play a little bit. The one thing I will say before we wrap this up is, Ted Johnson, you were never – so Patriots Football Weekly, we did this all the time. Yep. We did stories on this. We did podcasts on this. Did we never bring you up as a potential cut, you think?
I can't remember. I would.
I'm trying to remember. Paul Perillo, if you're still listening, shoot a text in.
I would have remembered that, I think.
You would have gotten mad at us, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Would you have?
Oh, I would have had to talk. We'd had a talk.
Because Brian Hoyer's still mad at me because I said he should be cut one year.
Steve Buckley called
me. Did he deserve it?
Serviceable one time, and I had to talk to him about that.
You got mad because he called you
serviceable.
You're as sensitive as the rest of them.
Oh, no. I am not serviceable. No. No, people couldn't do what I was doing there, Mr. Steve Buckley. No, sir, no.
You did not.
My last year. I was like,
so he called you a serviceable middle linebacker or something like
that? You might as well just spit in my face.
Wow. That does kind of hurt.
Yeah.
When you hear it out loud.
Serviceable.
Yeah.
That's like Adrian Clem got really mad at me because I wrote something that he took his annual spot on IR. And he's like, what's that mean? I was like, well, you go on IR every year, so it's your annual spot on IR. And
I would love
offended.
To find out, though, if I was ever on that list.
I bet you were. No offense.
If I find out it's true, I'm not sure. We can work together.
I bet late in your – I didn't say I put you on the list. It could have been somebody else at Page. It could have been Kirsch, Paul Fred, Perillo. It could have been anybody.
Zach Coe is looking hard on the internet. Cannot find a one Ted Johnson.
You wouldn't find it.
And no. I don't think I would have ever done it because Ted was my kind of I like fullbacks, middle linebackers. I like physicality. He's my – I could
say that now.
I could see Paul Perillo saying it's an evolving game and a guy like Ted Johnson is no longer necessary.
Right under the bus he
that
goes.
I could see.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.